Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksuvos daf lamed Ksuvos 30, and the Gemara says on the bottom or in the middle of lamed omed off that our Mishnah, which says that a person who is ma'anes rachmano litzlan assaults a nara who for whom he would also get karis for a woman who is not allowed to marry, and under those circumstances he would still pay the fine. So therefore, our Mishnah is not in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Our Mishnah is actually disagreeing with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana taught the following: Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Hayaose Yom Kippurim Kishabbos LaTashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would say that Yom Kippur is like the Shabbos in regard to making somebody else pay. Ma Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, Mischayes b'nafsha u'pater min ha'tashlumin. And if at the same time that you violate the Shabbos, you're liable for your life, but you're going to be exempt from having to pay the person the money as a result of the fact that your cause of damage to him happened at the same time that you're violating the Shabbos, and therefore you're exempt. Af Yom Kippurim, also Yom Kippur, Mischayes b'nafsha u'pater min ha'tashlumin. So too on Yom Kippur, if you do something, you violate the Yom Kippur at the same time that you cause the other person damage. Like, for example, you burn somebody else's grain on Shabbos, so therefore you're not going to be liable for burning their grain because it's happening at the same time you're violating the Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, this applies to Yom Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You're going to be liable for your life and exempt from Tashlumin. This is based upon the principle of which is called Kimle b'derabim minei, that this is one of the major principles of our parak, and that principle is kamoi b'derabim minei, meaning to say you stand liable only to the greatest penalty. Once you're liable for the most severe penalty, you're going to be exempt from the lesser penalty, that if it happens at the exact same time. And this will take place. The discussion here is, does it take place also when the penalty is not applied? Like, for example, on Karis. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says that therefore, under these circumstances, it will apply even under these circumstances. My time with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, what's the reason for Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? So says Abai, Nemar Ason Pidei Adam. It says the word Ason, basically a fatality with respect to a person, meaning to say a penalty that's going to say that this person is subject to death. And nemar ason bidei shamayim. So it says ason when a person is subject to death and by a court. And also it says ason when a person is subject to death by the heaven. Ma ason amur bidei adam patur min ha'tashlumin. Just like if the ason comes from a human court, he's going to be exempt from the payment. So too, if the ason happens from a heavenly punishment, so therefore he's going to, so therefore we're going to say that he's going to be exempt from the penalty. So Rav Ada Bar Abba says, how do we know this? How do we know this halacha? How do we know that when Yaakov warns his son about the idea of an ason, because the word ason comes from the idea of what Yaakov says to his children, when Yaakov says to them, "Vayomer lo yered b'ni imachem ki achiv meis, v'u avado nishar, ukara'u ason baderech." And Yaakov says that I do not want, he said to them, "My son Benjamin cannot go down with you because he's the only one who's left for me, and I'm worried that an ason, that a fatality will happen to him on the road." So how do we know that Yaakov is warning Binyamin about something that happens from heaven? Maybe he's warning them about something that happens from people. And so how can you extend the word ason to be a reference to something terrible happening also from heaven? And says the Gemara, how do you know he's referring to cold and heat, which are completely at the hands of heaven? Dilma al Arye Viganavi to be they are dumb. Maybe he's only warning them, he's only worried about something that's happening, like a lion or robbers, which is something that only happens from human beings. And so therefore, how can we apply this idea of Ason also to death from heaven in order to apply it back to this case of Kamal Bidarabinay? So Gemara says, Atu Yaakov aha azer, aha lo azer. Yaakov akol mili azer. Yaakov is not only warning them about something that comes from one category, i.e., it's something somebody who dies from the hands of man, but not at the hands of heaven. Yaakov Avinu was warning his children about everything, and therefore he gave him this warning. And the Gemara says, "Vetzinim pachem b'dei shemayim ninu." Do you really think that tzinim pachem is that if you're exposed to cold and heat, that that's a heavenly punishment? V'atayu, didn't we learn how kol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachem? Everything is from the hands of heaven, except for cold and heat. Meaning to say, that a person could protect themselves by not exposing themselves too much to cold and heat. As it states, tzinim pachem b'derach. Ikesh shomer nafsho yirchak mayim. That person will guard himself from coming in contact with them. V'su arye v'ganavi b'dei adam ninu. And you think lions and robbers are in the hands of heaven and not in the are in the hands of the lions and robbers are in the hands of man and not in the hands of heaven. Amar Rav Yosef chen tani Rav Chiya miyom shachar beis hamikdash afal pisha batru sanhedrin. Arba mitzvos lo batal. Once the temple was destroyed, God still has a way of killing people, and that's through by sending upon them bandits and robbers. And so the Gemara says, you're right. In the end, we're going to say, Arye v'ganavi b'dei shemayim and tzinu u'pacham b'dei adam. The Gemara says, well, in the end, we'll say that lions and robbers, those are from the hands of heaven, but the cold and the heat, the exposure to them, that is from the purpose of man.